Back here at a place to be, that is Hy-Vee for the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Good Saturday morning to you here on Sunday 99.7 and all over the world at yourfortdodge.com. And it's good to be back after the holiday hiatus. And we plan, Lord willing, to have this show each and every Saturday through the basketball season here for you, starting today and going forward. My guest at this time, he's the head girls basketball coach at Newell Fonda. We all know about the Newell Fonda program and how strong it is, and we'll talk a little bit with Coach Dick Jungers, who joins us for the first time since the holidays. And Coach, it's good to have you back on the program, and thank you for the time.
Oh, I love being on here. It's been a good experience.
Well, good. I'm glad it's been a good experience for you, and we certainly love having you and hearing about Newell Fonda girls basketball. You guys have built what is one of the most preeminent programs in the state, and it's something that I think is very special coming from a pretty small community, what you guys have been able to do there over the course of the recent years.
Yeah, we've been really blessed, and I think we've talked about this a little bit before with the passion of our kids, of our community, parents, and we've just been really blessed with the amount of time our kids put in sharpening their skills in the game of basketball.
Yeah, and it takes that commitment level and everybody buying in, and everybody has there around Newell Fonda, and that's been a big part of your success. Now, last night you get a win over Pocahontas area. You got a win against Spencer on Tuesday, so a 2-0 week. Last night, 81-50 over Pocahontas area. Talk about a little bit about the game last night and how you felt you guys performed.
You know, I felt, you know, we did some things very well, and we looked a little bit rusty on other areas, but defensive intensity and pace of the game and creating some transition opportunities, I thought we really excelled. But we didn't necessarily finish as well as we normally do in some of those transition opportunities. We missed some layups, so we left some points on the board. But overall, I was just very pleased with our kids' effort and how they just kept pushing forward and getting after Pocahontas.
You know, one of the things that impressed me about that is looking at the stats from last night's game is you win 81-50, so you score 81 points, and you only shoot 22% from three-point range. So you were getting it done in a variety of different ways.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I feel like on offense we play a little bit too fast, and, you know, maybe our shooters aren't quite ready, and those are things that we just got to keep working on. We did get a lot of three-point attempts up, but that's because Pokey was really, having their defense really cutting the basket away, and a lot of times they'd have five players in the paint, and so we were getting some open looks, but Pocahontas did a great job of closing out on our shooters, and again, I felt like we were a little bit too fast at times with our shots.
Coach Dick Jungers is my guest. Newell Fonda girls basketball coming off two wins this week. Beat Spencer on Tuesday night, 76-43, and Pocahontas last night, 81-50. Coach, you've now won five games in a row since your loss to Bishop Garrigan on December 10th. Your kids had no lull after that loss. They came right back, and I got to give them a lot of credit in that regard.
You know, like I said, these are some very tough-minded kids. They love a good challenge, and and I tell them we're getting every team's best effort every night. You know, when Newell Fonda's on your schedule, you know that we're gonna get their best effort, and our kids have risen to the occasion every time. And the nice thing about this group of girls is we can win a lot of different ways, and you know, sometimes we can do it with our press and transition, sometimes we can do it with our half-court offense or half-court defense, and that's just to the credit of our girls and what they bring to the table every night.
You know, one of the philosophies I always had in my coaching days was something I heard from Pat Summitt, the late, great Pat Summitt, years ago, talking about the game of basketball being a game of possessions. You look at last night, what you were able to do, you were plus 15 in the turnover margin, creating 28. You were plus 17 on the offensive glass last night. That's 32 extra possessions in a game, and that is something that I think has been a big part of the formula for the success there at Newell Fonda.
Yeah, you know, you got to use what you have on the floor. And, you know, we've got tremendous speed. I think we've talked about before where, you know, a lot of these kids, if we had a track season last year, would have been able to compete at the state track meet. And using that speed sometimes gives you the luxury of being able to play faster and create extra possessions through offensive rebounding and the turnover category. And I think the other thing that we have an edge is, you know, any different kid could step up on any given night, and you see that in our box scores throughout the season. You know, we've had at least seven different players score in double figures, and you know, and that's a lot to contend with.
It really is. It really is, especially, you know, in girls basketball, you don't see that very often. And last night, I believe you had three in double figures, Ella Larson, Bailey Severs, and Mary Walker. And, you know, you guys are dangerous when you're in that element of offensive balance. Your one loss this year, you didn't have a ton of offensive balance. Every other game you've won, you've had that offensive balance where you've had three, four, or more players in double figures. And really, to me, it's kind of a philosophy thing and a system thing about really sharing the basketball and getting everybody involved.
You know, absolutely. You know, we celebrate the extra pass, and to be honest with you, I'd rather have seven kids average 8-9 points a game than have two kids average 20 a game. The kids know that, and we do have kids that are capable of scoring 20 on any given night, but, you know, as teams take away something, it opens up something else, and we spent a lot of time working on that. If a team's gonna take this away, we got to be ready for the counter on that, or it might open up an opportunity for someone else. And those things always ebb and flow, and you'd have to decide if it's about you or if it's about the team. And this group of kids have really bought into that team concept.
Yeah, and that's a special thing, too, I think, Coach, because in this day and time, you know, where so much of what we see is based on the individual in terms of scoring and things of that nature, you've got a group of kids that really are happy for each other, want everybody to succeed, and are willing to sacrifice a little bit of their own personal accolades for the team chemistry and the team concept and a we, not me mentality.
You know, and I think you nailed that right on the head. And I think the other big thing is, do you want to average 25 points on a team that might be 500, or would you rather average 8 or 9 points on a team that can win quite a few more games than that, maybe make a deep tournament run? And our kids over the years have been notorious for wanting to be on better teams, and so that selling point is very prevalent within the girls in our program.
Coach Dick Jungers is my guest. Newell Fonda girls basketball. They're coming off a win against Pocahontas area last night, 81-50. Now, Coach, you know, you're happy with the win last night, but you put it to bed when you went to bed last night because you got to turn around in a back-to-back situation today and take on Crofton at South Sioux. From what I'm seeing, is going to be the location there. Talk a little bit about how that game kind of came about and the challenges that you'll have today with Crofton, as I really know nothing about them. And also, it's got to be kind of challenging back-to-back situation, especially with the way that you guys play because you expend so much energy in your system.
Yeah, first of all, we play Crofton at the United Sports Academy. We've been invited to play in that CNOS tournament. It's kind of a Western Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota type tournament where they're trying to bring the best teams of the three states together. They canceled that this year, but Crofton, who's a perennial power in Nebraska, they've won 8 state titles in the last 19 years, and they've been at their state tournament, I believe it's like 17 out of their last 20 seasons. Just a perennial power in Nebraska, and we had the opportunity to play them. It was originally scheduled at South Sioux, but due to the unforeseeable circumstances of ticket limitations and whatnot, South Sioux decided it wasn't in their best interest to host that game, and then the United Sports Academy took that game on. So that's in North Sioux City. And so that's where the game's going to be at. And the thing with Crofton is they play a lot like us. They'll play, you know, 8-9 deep. They'll press. They'll set a lot of traps, change their defenses a lot. And when I watch game film of them, there's a lot of similarities between them and us.
Oh, that's interesting, too. It's kind of a showcase game for you guys today. And I have to imagine that, Coach, that's to kind of test you and to continue to get you ready for the postseason.
You know, absolutely. You know, and when you're able to make a deep tournament run, you have to be prepared for all styles of play. And, you know, at the end of the season, everybody is hitting on all cylinders at what they do best. And you never know what kind of team you're going to see on that tournament trail. And so we've always taken on the mantra that we'll play the best teams out there, and we want to challenge our kids. It's not really about the wins and losses. It's really about getting individually better and getting the team better. And we're really excited about this opportunity. And I know Crofton's really excited, too, because, again, it's kind of a mirror game and a good challenge for both teams.
Yeah, and that's an interesting concept for sure with you guys in Crofton. Sounds like it's going to be a barn burner, shaping up to be a tremendous back-and-forth affair in that one, and we'll be keeping our eye on the results of that one. Now, you play them today, then you turn around this week. You'll have a few days off, but then you've got Estherville-Lincoln Central on the road on Thursday night, and that's a pretty quality ball club too. So a really kind of circle the calendar week for you guys, starting today and then going into Estherville Lincoln Central on Thursday and West Bend Mallard on Friday.
Yeah, you know, you know, we'll get a couple nights to have practice and get ready for Estherville, who's having a phenomenal season. And you know, long time storied coach Don Martindale is their coach. He was a head coach at Spencer for many, many years, brought many teams to the state tournament, and Estherville qualified for the state tournament last year. Just a very strong team. They kind of play like a five-guard type of team, and they're very good with ball control and tempo and defense. And so we're gonna have to play really well up on their home floor to you know, be successful there. And then we finished the week with West Bend, who's been much improved. They're having a very solid season, and they've won some games against some high-quality teams. And so we're going to just have to keep getting us better and get ready for these good challenges in front of us.
Coach Dick Jungers is my guest, North Fonda girls basketball. Coach, what areas of improvement are you looking for this week?
You know, I felt like, you know, we're going to do some rebounding better. I think our chemistry on offense isn't as strong as it needs to be to be successful consistently. And I think the other one is maybe take care of the basketball a little bit better. We've picked up our pace a little bit, and not making maybe the best reads all the time. And, you know, we just got to shore up some of those areas. So, really, it's mostly just fundamental things. I feel like we're really on the right track with our ball movement. I feel really happy about where kids are stepping up and making plays, but I think those three areas are areas we're going to continue to spend a lot of time focusing on.
Yeah, and I know for you guys, for you in particular, you know, good enough never is kind of thing. You're looking to sharpen, even though, you know, you talked about rebounding. You were pretty good on the offensive glass last night, but you want to be even better because you can see kind of what the end goal is going to be with that.
Well, you know, definitely. And I know we had a couple possessions where maybe we got five offensive rebounds, which means we didn't finish the shot before.
That's
it.
True.
You know, and we actually had a couple of two-plus rebound possessions where we didn't get a basket. So when I say we didn't finish all of our opportunities, those are laying out there. And, you know, and as you move on and each team shores up on those areas, generally you don't get that many rebound attempts on a possession. So, you know, that's something that we have to work on. And, you know, and then the other things like the ball movement and people cutting at the right time in the right places. Those things, it just takes time. You know, we're now in January. I feel like we're 10 times better than we were in December at this time, but we still got to keep getting a little bit better each day so that this time next month we're hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think you hit the nail on the head there. Dick Junger's the head basketball coach of North Fonda girls basketball, has been my guest here on the program. And, Coach, always good to visit with you. Good luck today against Crofton and this week, and a tremendous week for you, jam-packed of quality teams. And we'll visit with you again hopefully next week and talk about how this week plays out for you.
Hey, that sounds like a great plan.